right, so Cool McCain, I came up with this segment. So as we get closer to March Madness, I'm looking at teams, one from the men's side, one from the ladies' side, and I'm looking at them and I'm asking myself the question: is this team an Elite Eight team? If you're an Elite Eight team, you're a contender.
Okay.
So this week's theme, defensive identity test. We're talking the fighting Alana of the men and the Lady Buckeyes of Ohio State. And we're going to begin with the men's side, the Illinois fighting Illini. Are they contenders or pretenders? And what you want to know?
I'm going to go contender.
You're going to go contender. Okay. And this contender, the contender, is not about rankings. This one is about whether the team's identity can survive March. Defense, discipline, execution matters more than hype. Yeah. So these two teams I'm looking at, starting with the 5-9, right? From the Big Ten Conference, 21-5 on the year, 12-3 in the Big Ten, have a net ranking of 7 at the very moment. They are currently ranked 10 in the AP polls. They are second in the conference behind Michigan, who is the number one team in the land right now after the new AP polls have come out. You're talking about a team who has a point differential of 15.8, almost 16. They almost win it by 16 points. You're looking at their offense and defensive rankings. You're talking about 24.7 difference in the plus side for the Illini. They are 10-5 in quad one and quad two games, 6-1 on the road, 2-2 in neutral site games. Their key wins both on the road, by the way. When Purdue was number 4 at the time, they went there and beat them 88-82. When Nebraska was ranked in the top 5, 78-69, they did suffer a critical loss to then 10th ranked Michigan State last week. I watched that game. That was a back and forth game that went in overtime, but Michigan State, they wanted it more at home at East Lansing. They do have a game coming up in 11 days when they will be seeing now number one, Michigan on the 27. ESPN has them projected as a 2 seed. CBS has them projected as a 3 seed. Their length, their ability to shoot the ball from anywhere on the court, and the way that they play defense, I am in alignment with Mr. McCain. The Fighting Illini are definitely contenders. They are contenders because
they are.
When you can score in the 80s and you can hold your opponents in the 60s, that tells me you take pride on the defensive end just as much you take pride on the offensive end. And one of the things we know when it comes to March Madness, the NCAA tournament, defense is always a key thing in the tournament. Because defense is basically effort. Mm-hmm. Are you bringing effort to the game? And Illinois, they bring effort to the game. So I see Illinois as being an Elite Eight team. That's one Big Ten team. Let's go to the other Big Ten team. Let's go to the ladies' side, the Ohio State Buckeyes. The ladies continue.
I'm gonna wait until you get all the stats this time.
For the ladies, they are 22-4 on the season, 11-3 in the Big Ten. They have a net ranking of 16. We're talking about the 10th ranked team on the ladies' side, third in the Big Ten. I believe they are behind UCLA and Michigan. They have a point differential of 19.4. They are plus 26 in the offensive and defensive rankings. When you look at these ladies, that somehow includes that 19-point blown lead to Maryland over the weekend. 8-3 in quad one and quad two games, 6-2 on the road, 3-0 in neutral site. They did, however, went to Maryland early in the season. and beat the Terrapins 89-76. They also got a big win in New Jersey over then ninth-ranked TCU 71-69. They have an interesting game coming up against a Minnesota team who are fairly good. Minnesota, they are like 20-6 on the year. So that's not a walk in the park game for the Lady Buckeyes in this one coming up in 2 days. They have a matchup with the Michigan Wolverines on the 25th, and then they get to close out their season in East Lansing against Michigan State on March 1st. ESPN, they had them projected as a 3 seed in this one, despite the fact that they did blow the 19-point lead in that. Which does beg to have some questions, because, I mean, you were dominant in the first half. You had a 19-point lead in the first half, and then you just blew it. Like, what happened? Did y'all thought Maryland was just going to lay down after that? No, Maryland came back, punched y'all in the mouth. But that might be a good thing for the Lady Buckeyes, because now they have to know we just can't take a half off. despite the fact that y'all blown a 19-point lead, I'm saying that y'all are contenders.
And I'm going to agree with you. Defense is defense. This is a strong defensive team. They know how to play to dig in. And one of the things about, especially women's basketball, if you can play good defense, if you can score, if you're fundamentally sound, you're going to have a good shot. Because you don't have to be ranked in the top 8 to end up in the Elite 8. Because once you start playing games, defense helps you win championships. So, yeah, they're definitely a contender for me as well.
So,
I just want to do it the right way the second time.
You good. So, as you can see, this week I have contenders on both sides. The final lineup for the men's side and the podcast for the ladies. Both are contenders because when it comes to defensive identity, these two teams are built on defense. They can score the ball, which is one of the best of them. But they like to hang their hat on the defensive end. They want to suffocate you. They want to turn you over. And they just want to put the pressure on you. So whoever matches up with these two teams in the NCAA tournament, you have your hands full. Because they're going to pressure you. They're going to suffocate you. And it's who can survive the pressure from the Illinois men, the Ohio State ladies.